Hello, my friends. How are you? I was just talking to my producer about how excited about life I am. I'm excited about the holidays. I just had a bunch of my girlfriends over for a Friendsgiving dinner, and they are so good for the soul. And then I'm pre-recording this because we have Thanksgiving with family today and on Friday, and then I'm hosting one of my besties' 50th birthday. We all are turning 50th, 50 in this next year, and so I get to host her 50th, and she wants to do line dancing, and so I'm learning some line dances so that I can teach people. So I'm excited. I am also excited because my book is in second draft of editing, and so my hope is to be able to launch that here in the next month, if not before the holiday, Christmas, early in the new year. So I just hope that all of you can find, the joy in all of it. Yes, all of it. The joy in the quirks, the joy in the drama, the joy in the freedom of released expectations, and the need to have anyone be different for your piece this season. That is my wish for all of you now and forever. And if you struggle doing that, like so many of us do, snag a boundaries guide that me and my team put together. I'm super proud of how it turned out. And I think if you navigate through it, it will really help you find your joy and your bliss for the holiday. So I'm excited about today's conversation. We are going to dive into a powerful idea that I believe often gets overshadowed in the noise of the why and the how culture. While understanding your why is undeniably important, and having a purpose bigger than your excuses, as I say sometimes, can be truly inspiring. It takes more than inspiration to commit to your life's journey. Similarly, the constant emphasis on how can leave us, I believe, asking the wrong questions and therefore slowing down our progress. So let's dig in with the why. Obviously, okay, knowing your why is crucial. I'm not suggesting an either-or stance here. Knowing your why provides motivation, a sense of purpose, and although it is a source of inspiration, it is not the driving force behind your actions and your decisions. It's not always enough. I have worked with a lot of people that have had huge whys. Their family, their health, their livelihood, and yet they struggle to bridge the gap between knowing their why, their purpose, and actually taking action. They get stuck in the contemplation phase. They get stuck in deciding. They get stuck in choosing. They've not yet learned to navigate their primitive brain that, as you've heard me say on the show before, if left unsupervised, doesn't care about your why. It doesn't care about your purpose. It doesn't care about your future. It cares about now and what is best for you in the now. And in the now, you will always choose comfort. In the now, you will always choose pleasure. In the moment, rarely is there a consideration, rarely is there a deliberate pause to reflect on our future. There is something far more powerful than purpose. We're going to get to that. Let's talk about the how quick. People are always asking me the how. How did you do it? How can I do it? How long did it take? How much work did it take? Okay. And these questions often focus on all the external factors, the processes, and the strategies. It seeks a step-by-step guide to success, as if the blueprint is what is required for your next level of growth and success, right? I know we all know that's not true. Because if it were true, we would all have the success that we want in our life. Okay? Because there is a blueprint. There's a step-by-step plan for pretty much anything that you might want to know how to do. Okay? So if the why is insufficient and the how is the wrong question, then what is it? What is it? What is required for your next level of growth? What is required for your breakthrough? What is the right question? So what is required? The answer to that is both super simple and complex. The what that is required is you. It's you. It's not the what, it's not the why, it's not the how. It's the you. It's the who of you. It's about tapping into the inner essence of who you are, the core of your being. This is where I believe true transformation and progress originate. Now, again, not saying the why is not important, right? I'm not even saying not to have a blueprint, right? But I find sometimes in our quest to craft the perfect why and the perfect how, we miss exploring the potential within, the power within you. Each and every one of you transcends discipline. It transcends motivation. It transcends inspiration. It transcends the perfect step-by-step, most brilliant blueprint that exists. So let's talk about it practically. So people ask me all the time, why do I struggle? Why do I struggle, Leah, with discipline? Why do I struggle with discipline to work out? Why do I struggle to eat better? Why do I struggle to put myself to sleep on time? Why do I struggle to motivate myself to do the very thing that I know I want to do? Okay, I know the why behind it. I know the how behind it. And yet, we don't choose it. We don't do what we know. And when we navigate that deeper, it is always so interesting to hear what comes next. Right? Generally, it looks like a lot of shame and a lot of blame. It looks like I'm lazy. I'm not capable. I'm not like that. I'm not as fit as her. I'm just a night owl. I'm not a morning person. I've never been able to lose weight. I've never been able to make money. I'm not the person that makes friends easily, right? These are statements of gold, friends. Why? Because it is these very statements that sabotage your progress. These are the statements that drive discipline. Okay. If discipline doesn't drive behavior, what does? You and how you identify as yourself. Okay. If you identify as a person that is not a morning person, you will not wake up early. If you identify as a person that can't lose weight, you won't lose weight. If you identify as a person that doesn't work out, you won't work out. If you identify as a person that is not capable, you will never explore your capacity to be capable. The question of who you are is the basis of whether or not you are a person of discipline. Shifting identities is a huge component of the work I do. Those shifts require a great deal of self-discovery, a great deal of unlearning, a great deal of myth-busting, and conscious choice. It requires clearing mental frameworks, shifting emotional set points, auditing habits, navigating relationships, especially the one that we have with ourselves, our self-esteem, our self-concept. Our confidence shapes our identity. And as you now know, our identity is the driving force. It is more than discipline. It is the fuel. It is the inspiration for everything we do. And similarly, everything we don't do. Our behaviors, our intentions, our decisions, our actions. So if you feel as though you have lost your motivation, if you have lost your drive, please know that nothing has gone wrong. Okay. Rather, we are operating with both a primitive navigation system and a faulty perception of reality. That's it. And that's such good news, because too many people are beating themselves up about not, quote unquote, being able to have the, quote unquote, discipline that's required, right? Having lost the motivation, given up on a future for their life, right? And there's more beating and there's more shaming, and none of that is the answer. The answer is in the distinction between not being and being, okay? And I'm here to tell you today that no matter what you have done in the past or not, and no matter how many times you have tried to lose weight, try to save money, try to start a business, try to launch an idea, whatever it is, here is what I'm going to say so lovingly. You were never supposed to have done any of it. You weren't. How do I know this to be true? If you were supposed to have done it, right? Launch your business, launch an idea, lose your weight, save your money, you would have done it. I think that is so freeing, unburdening ourselves from all of that expectation, from all of the false labels, the false formulas, the judgments, right? And choose that we can be whoever we want to be. Like today, we could just choose that today. We can be someone that is strong. We can be someone that's fit. We can be someone that's wealthy, that's healthy, that's curious, that's influential, that we are deserving. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, friends, what we've done. And it doesn't matter what we haven't done. And it doesn't matter where we are right now. And it certainly doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, okay? As they are not the ones that have your vision, that see what it is that you want. Because here's what I know to be true. If you see it, you absolutely can be it. So when was the last time you navigated without judgment? Who am I? Who am I? Am I someone that is deserving of having the life I want? Am I someone that's committed to doing the work because I matter? Am I someone that's capable? Am I someone that's resourceful? Am I someone that can figure it out? Am I someone that's gritty, determined, and focused? Yes or no? If yes, I want you to go into the world and be that. If not, that is your work. The work is to believe that. The work is to break up with the thoughts that you have that are invisibly cuffing you to an identity that is stealing your life. For some, it's just a decision, like a demarcation line, okay? That they are just no longer a person that hits snooze, that they are no longer a person that smokes, that drinks, that overworks. I was talking with a client the other day, and she really wanted to initiate a morning routine. Okay, I talk about the importance of having a morning routine on this show all the time. But she realized that in order to do that, she had to start with a better evening routine, one that would get her into bed at a decent time so that she could wake up at the time that she wanted to initiate the morning routine. And this was so fascinating, you guys. What kept her up from getting up in the morning? Wasn't the discipline, wasn't the behavior. Was this thought, was this identity? I am, anything following your I am is a statement of identity. It's a statement of who, okay? Those are the statements that are gold, okay? Because those, like I mentioned, are the statements that are currently most likely sabotaging the results that you want in your life. This was her identity statement. I am a night owl, okay? Now, if you are a night owl, are you going to bed early or are you staying up late? Like the later, right? You're staying up late. Even if you want to go to bed early, even if you want to get up early, right? And have a morning that inspires you, even then, yes, because your survival is tied to your identity. Your brain doesn't care about energy. It doesn't care about your morning routines, okay? Your brain cares that you, right? Your thinking, feeling, state of being, your identity is not being threatened. Even when the very thing you are doing or not doing is most likely more threatening, identity is king. So who are you? Who do you believe you are. Whatever that is for you, friends, will be confirmed over and over and over and over again until you decide that you are no longer going to be that identity. And for her, it was just a profound declaration. She said, I'm just no longer going to be a night owl. I'm going to be responsible when I go to sleep so that I can wake up refreshed in the morning. I am going to be a person that has a morning routine, and I am a person that cares about how I start the day. Okay. I want to give you guys another story too. Hopefully I've got time. But when I was maybe 12, 12, 13, my mom smoked, and I didn't love it. I didn't love it that she smoked, and I would like hide her cigarettes. I got so many stories about that. But anyway, we were in the car and she was upset with me that I didn't wear my seatbelt. And I just kind of asked her, maybe as a snotty little teenager would, I just said, you know, why should I have to wear my seatbelt? And she said, because it will save your life. It saves your life in the event that you get into an accident. And I said, I'm not sure exactly how I worded it, but I said, how is that any different than you smoking? And I said, you know what I'll do? I will always wear my seatbelt for the rest of my life because it'll save my life if you stop smoking. That was what I propositioned to her, that I would wear my seatbelt if she would stop smoking. And in that moment, she became someone that never smoked again. And I became someone that always wore my seatbelt. Now, for others, it requires more of a practice, okay? It's not as simple as a choice, although I do believe it is, but because the belief is not only a consideration of thought, it's a consideration of feeling. It's a consideration of soul. It's not something that can just be strongly stated. It's something that has to be strongly explored. A conversation that transcends the depth of not just logic, but emotional states. I think a conversation, especially of identity, would not be complete unless we explored the identity of not only who we are for ourselves, but who we are for someone else. And I think the profound demarcation line for my mom is a really good example of this context that I'm going to share next, right? When we think about our roles for other humans, okay? When I think about my role, right? As a Christian, as a wife, as a mom, as a coach, as a friend, okay? If I'm going to be a role model for others, I'm going to have to do the work. I'm going to have to be responsible for how I show up, what I do, what I don't do. If it's important for me to coach my clients on it, I better be doing it, okay? I'm not a do what I say person, okay? Okay? Not as I do person, okay? There's nothing that I ask my family, my kids, and my clients to do that I haven't done or wouldn't be willing to do. And I think that's really important to me. If I'm going to talk about the importance of exercise and nutrition and supplementation and journaling and habit tracking and meditation and relationships, they better be important to me. I better figure out how to prioritize them in my life, right? And I do that by integrating them into who I am. And when they are integrated, right, into who you are, we are no longer deciding. We are no longer contemplating. Should I do that or should I not? And I think, as I mentioned, that's what happened with my mom. She wanted me to wear my seatbelt more than she, and to save my life, more than she wanted to continue to identify as a smoker. She wanted to be that role model. She wanted to be that person that wasn't about to say, you know what? I'm just going to keep smoking. You just keep not wearing a seatbelt, right? So I want you to think about when we integrate this work into who it is that we are, okay? The very thing that we want to do, let's talk about exercise, because I do a lot of coaching around exercise and habits around exercise, okay? When I think about how it's important in my life, the reason why it's important is because I've integrated it into what I do and who I am. It's not a decision. There's no conversation of purpose. There's no reconciliation of why. Rather, it's just someone that I am. I work out. That's what I do. Okay. Has my workouts changed? Absolutely. Yes, it has. And I'd love to explore. Maybe that's a podcast for a different day. All the different workouts that I've done, but I still am a person that works out. When I think about my nutrition, it's 80-20. It's been 80-20 for as long as I can remember. I don't have a lot of decision around what I eat and when I eat. Okay. Talk about supplementation. Okay. I take my supplements. It's not a decision. I journal. It's not a decision. I meditate. It's not a decision. Okay. So I don't know if you noticed what all of these had in common, other than that they were just identity states for me and proclamations of who I am. They were all void of decisions. Why does that matter? Well, if we are left to making it be a decision, which means that there is another possibility, okay? Which means I can either work out or not. I can either take my supplements or not. I can meditate or not. I can journal or not. I can eat 80-20 or not. Guess what? If up to my now brain, the answer is just no. The main reason why people don't do what they know when they choose against their will is because there is a choice to begin with. If you eliminate the decision, you eliminate the choice to not do the very thing you want to do. Getting to that place, yes, sometimes it's as easy as just to decide that there will just not be any more deciding. It's just who you are. And other times it requires a re-identification process. This is the work that I do. And the work that I'm going to be certifying other people come January to do. So if you are a coach, or if you are a leader or a manager, and you want to help support your clients and your teams and your employees better navigate their life from identity states of being, and finally, I believe, make more progress on their life, then this certification is for you. And a lot of times people will ask me, like, how can you say that you can make more progress on your life with the tools that you teach? Well, I can say make more progress because in this certification, we're not just talking about the why and the how. Rather, we are giving you the right tools to explore the who, dismantling beliefs and shifting identities. Okay. If you want to be disciplined, right, as someone, right, that's capable of doing whatever it is that you want to do, the things that you know you need to do, you've got to put yourself in that place of identity, right? You have to be thinking about what it looks like as a role model, right? I truly, truly believe that we all are capable of becoming the very identity that is required to be and become who we need to in order to have what we want. I don't believe that whatever it is that you want in your life right now, I don't think it's random. If you want to lose weight in your life, I don't think that's a random want for you. I think it's a desire in you. And if it's a desire in you, right, you can become that person. If you want to start your own company, I don't believe that's random. Right? Because not everybody wants that. But you, if you want it, it becomes a identity conversation. It has to become an identity conversation, because we can have the why and have a purpose and even have the blueprint and still fall short. So my invitation today, as I sign off on this podcast, is who are you? Really? Maybe take a few minutes after this and navigate who you are. What are those thoughts? What are those beliefs about who you are? What are those I am statements? And without judgment, can you write them all out? I am impatient. I procrastinate. I am lazy. I am not motivated. I am not disciplined. I will never be able to lose the weight. I'll never be able to quit my job. This isn't for me. This is for other people. I'm not like them. I can't have the practice that they have. I can't have the teams that they have. I can't have the influence that they have. I don't have the courage. I lack the confidence. As I've mentioned, are gold. Because when you know those things, that awareness is exactly what was required for us to shift. Because most of the time, we're not saying those things out loud. Most of the time, those thoughts are in our prefrontal cortex. But make no doubt, friend, they are absolutely driving what you do and what you don't do. You have not lost your motivation. You do not lack discipline. All you lack is becoming the person that's required to do what you know you need to do. That's it. And if I can help you with that, I would be honored. I hope you all have an amazing, beautiful day, beautiful week, and I will see you next time. Take care.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on transformationtalkradio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.